Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Susie Shaw joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Susie, tell us about the Williams Be Yourself Challenge and what you guys are trying to do.
Oh, thank you so much for asking. So Williams Be Yourself Challenge is an organization that we started a few years after my son William died at 9 years old back in 2019. And we came together as parents in Carlisle, Massachusetts, because we saw William's friends still needing a lot of support in their grief and missing their friend. And so we organized our first event. It was a parkour challenge. And from there, we saw that the kids were so excited to be able to honor their friend and have fun at the same time. So we started doing other events in our town with our community members, and it's really grown into a wonderful place where kids feel safe and families feel safe to express themselves. And we've grown into an organization that now is trying to support grieving families from all over, and we are in the process of raising money to purchase a single-family home on Cape Cod so that we can send grieving families on free week-long vacations.
What can you speak to about, you know, a family who's lost a child that young, that aside from the obvious that we don't know, that we don't understand what it is to live that way and why something like this is so important?
It's really isolating to be someone who's lost a child. You know intuitively, you know, or logically that other people have gone through this, but it feels so personal and isolating to be that person, that family, especially when not a lot of people in your community have lost a child. We were the first family in over 30 years in my town who lost a child. And we just wanted to be witnessed in that grief, you know, and be acknowledged. And we still actually wanted to talk about our son, too. We didn't want to hide him away like they used to do 30, 40 years ago. We say his name all the time. We celebrate his birthday as a family with a cake every year. And so it's really important to educate people on how to show up for our grieving friends and what kinds of support that they need. And that's what we're trying to do with WBYC and the greenhouse as well.
Yeah, so let's talk about the greenhouse. Trying to open this up on Cape Cod, you're trying to buy a single family home. And what, yes, again, what is your plan that you want to do for grieving families?
Well, for families who have either lost a child, like ourselves, or a family who has lost a parent, we want to be able to give them the opportunity to get away. We did that when William died. We were able financially and logistically to plan some trips away, to just get out of town, get out of our normal routine, away from the heavy reminders of our grief. And we were able to reset as a family of three, which was very different, obviously, than our family of four. And we were able to create new memories that we could turn to in times of deep grief. And it just gave us an opportunity to sort of reframe our family, sort of being away from it all. And we know so many families don't have the ability to do that. And so we hope to be able to send 52 families per year, one per week, to this home. Wow. on Cape Cod.
Wow.
What made you zero in on Cape Cod as a destination?
Well, I'm from Falmouth originally. I grew up year-round. And William, my son, he spent every summer of his life there. Mm. So we thought that would be a beautiful place to do this project. And I also have a network of friends and family who will be able to help support the home once it's up and running, volunteering and helping with different things.
Well, homes aren't cheap. How do we do that?
They are not cheap. They are not cheap.
Wise words, Kennedy.
So I'm just saying, I know houses don't grow on trees, as they say. So how can we help you make this house happen?
Well, you can visit our website at wbycgiving.org. There you'll find links to all the different programming that we do in Carlisle, plus links to our donation page. And we are a 501c3 nonprofit, so every donation you make is tax deductible, and you'll be supporting grieving families from all over. If you go there, we have a beautiful video on our website that explains the project and our need as a family to get away, and then why we know that it's going to be important for other families.
That's amazing what you're
it
doing.
It really is.
It's a hard story to hear.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for educating us that we should say their names, because I think a lot of times we don't.
Right.
Absolutely. Say their names. You know, we as grieving parents, we want to honor them just as much as our living kids. So I talk about William just as much as I talk about my two other living children.
And what are their names?
Kai and Bodie.
Good
Amazing.
Deal. Okay, so we want to put you all inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning. So thank you
thank you so much
for sharing your story. And then we want to encourage people, if you didn't get the link, you can text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234, and we'll text you a direct link as to how you can donate. Susie, thank you for coming on and sharing that this morning.
Oh, thanks for the opportunity, guys. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. Bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix
104.1. Mix 104.1 is Carson and Kennedy, streaming on the Odyssey app. Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is the service of findmassmoney.gov. So let's get into it. You might have seen the stories coming across your interwebs that Bill Belichick's girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, decided to go to the Nantucket Stroll, which is Linda Holiday's house. And it did not go well.
That's a bold move.
So what had happened was, Jordan, her friend, Elin Hildebrand, the very famous author, displayed some, what they're saying, quote-unquote, threatening body language and escalating aggression. I would just call it standing up in your space and saying no towards Hudson on the dance floor. Do y'all remember the dance-off between Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake? This is how this should have ended. Anyway, tensions apparently started to grow. Hudson apparently agreed to leave peacefully. Linda Holiday later said, according to a staff member, if this didn't involve my girls, her daughters were DJing the event that Jordan came to, her daughter,
the Hess twins. Yes.
I don't think this would have bothered me as much, but it did because the mama bear in me came out.
Oh, that's so good.
So yeah, apparently she came in. She wasn't, I don't believe she was invited. She was kind of coming along with somebody else, and they didn't know she was going to be there. So when they saw her there, Linda kind of said something to the people running it and saying, you know, this is kind of, you know, my thing. My daughters are doing this. I've been doing this with you for years. Like,
right.
It's not very cool. Okay.
So
could you just not?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you do you, but this is mine. And if you could not be here, that would be super great.
If you don't know what the stroll is, by the way, on Nantucket. So they do this every year. Mm-hmm. Lana actually got invited. Lana went this past year. Mm-hmm. A friend of hers kind of gave it to her as like a birthday gift. Mm-hmm. And so the island is kind of, it becomes like this whole Christmas shopping theme, and people come in mm-hmm. from all over the place.
Deal.
All the celebrities
come
in.
This particular event, because there's a lot of events that happen during
Stroll. Yeah,
they're
like charitable events that are happening during Stroll, and a lot of wine, Dan. Mm.
So that happened.
I read
Go on.
That Jordan was with another pageant girl who was like Miss Mass USA,
mm-hmm.
and Linda threatened her. I was like, you better watch the company you keep.
Yep.
I have high friends in the pageant world.
I heard that she was in tears, this Miss Massachusetts mm-hmm. pageant person, is what the rumor I heard.
Because she came with her and she felt bad about it?
No, because...
Because Linda Holiday threatened her.
Yep.
Yes, yeah. There was a, you know... high drama.
In related news...
It's just a lot, man. What has Bill Belichick done to the world?
He didn't do anything. This is all her. In other Jordan news, I've read that she was making the rounds at the Sports Illustrated swimsuit party in the Hard Rock Hotel in New York last night, trying to work the room to get close to the magazine's executives. Sources in the know say she was literally going around and introducing herself as Bill Belichick's girlfriend. And it was like, okay, what's your name? And then she would lead with Bill, not I'm Jordan, said a party attendee. She was not invited to the event. She was a plus one. But that said, from what I've read, a lot of people do this. They try and get in and get in front of, you know, models and whatever.
Of course.
Try and get in and talk to the executive. So she's a hustler, baby.
She's something.
Taylor Swift will finally have the chance to buy back the original recordings of her first 6 albums, according to Page Six.
Wow.
Of course, Scooter Braun bought the master recordings of her first albums for $300 million, which is why she ended up recording all the Taylor's versions to say blank you. At the time, Swift accused Braun, who managed Justin Bieber at one time, of course, of being a bully and the definition of toxic male privilege in our industry. Braun then sold the recordings a year later to somebody else from Shamrock Capital for a profit. But the company is now interested in selling them back to Taylor.
Of course they are, because she made them worthless.
Interestingly enough, one of the individuals who is encouraging this deal to take place is Scooter Braun, who was at the center of the deal the first time. So the albums are Taylor Swift, Fearless, Speak Now Red, 1989, and Reputation.
That would be.
They say it might cost $600 million to $1 billion.
Yeah. It's worth it, though. I mean, it would be worth it to her. To then own them all would be just.
Maybe. But at the same time, she made her own, and no one listens to those anymore. So.
Yeah. I don't even know if I'd want them after I spent all this time doing Taylor's version stuff.
Yeah. But the money they could generate for you, though, knowing, you know what I'm saying? And so then she would be double dipping on her own music.
She's doing just fine.
I know she is. It's kind of like Barstool selling, Dave Portnoy selling Barstool for $500 million and then buying it back for a dollar. I mean, it's just an incredible shrewd
business
move.
But she can't buy it back for a dollar.
I know, it's
she's
not going to
buy
be
it back for $1 billion.
Yeah,
so.
But for her bank account, that's...
I'm just saying.
And
that's what I got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a new Subaru. Check out SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Kate from Chestnut Hill.
Hi, Kate.
Hi, Kennedy. How are you?
Good.
We kick Kennedy out of the studio, please.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
So you know how this works. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win $100. If you tie in for it. Yeah. Do what? What'd you say?
Kennedy. This is Kennedy's lucky day.
Believe in yourself, Kate.
No, we're going to get there. I have faith in you. Here we go. Question number...
Let's start with one.
Yeah, let's start with number one. Sorry, I got a little weird thing I did here on my notes.
I could see you buffering.
Yeah, like I was just looking. I was like, what did I do over here? I'm a mess.
I hope you were switching to the easy stack of questions.
Yeah, I'm moving to the easy questions is what I'm doing. I have stacks and stacks of questions, hundreds of questions to choose from, and I've just moved to the easy list.
Yeah, I'm one guy. There are no stacks.
Question number one, Joey Fatone is now a spokesperson for Red Lobster. Joey Fatone is famous for being in which group?
Oh, my God. Actually, my niece went to the concert, and I can't even remember. I'll take
that. I'm going to be honest, Kate, that was the easy one.
Okay. You might have been right in your self-assessment, actually. You nailed your self-assessment.
My lobster's going under. Do I get credit for that?
Question number two. The live-action Lilo and Stitch movie comes out on Friday, and it's projected to have a pretty massive $150 million opening weekend. Much of the original movie takes place in Lilo's home state. Which state is it?
Tennessee.
Question, it'd be a different movie. Question number three.
Tennessee roller coaster ride.
Kim Kardashian finished the law program she started 6 years ago and held a ceremony for herself in her backyard. But if she wants to practice law officially, she has to pass which test first?
The bar!
It's my girl.
Question number four. Sir Arthur Conan Doyle was born today in 1859. He's the author and creator of Sherlock Holmes, who plays Sherlock in the Enola Holmes movies on Netflix. What's his name?
Oh, I'm going to take a pass on that one, too.
And question number five. A trailer for season four of The Bear dropped online. Who plays the lead role of Carmi on that show?
So I do actually watch that. He has blonde hair, great show, and I don't know the name of him.
Let's get Kennedy blonde back into hair. The studio, please.
Kennedy!
That was a journey.
Something tells me you wanted concert tickets.
That's exactly why I called.
Yeah.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Kate got 1 out of 5 correct.
Yay!
Sooch.
I was planning on 0, so that's actually more
successful. Hey, so there you go. You exceeded your expectations.
These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Yep.
Joey Fatone is now a spokesman for Red Lobster.
Cheddar biscuits.
Joey Fatone is famous for being in which group?
NSYNC.
NSYNC. 1-0. Does that sound familiar, Kate? NSYNC, Joey Fatone?
I've heard of them, yes.
Yeah, I've heard of them. Okay.
It's early.
1-0. Question number two. The live-action Lilo and Stitch movie comes out on Friday. It's projected to have a pretty massive $150 million opening weekend. Much of the original movie takes place in Lilo's home state, which is?
Hawaii.
Not Tennessee.
Okay, that's your homework.
Yeah, a lot of ocean in Tennessee. Oh. A lot of Tennessee. Surfing. A lot of sea life.
Oh, wow.
2-0.
Originally.
Lilo's in a number 8 Dale Earnhardt hat.
I love the coastline of Tennessee. It's some of my favorite coasts in the country. Kim Kardashian finished the law program she started in 6 years ago and held a ceremony for herself in her backyard. But if she wants to practice law officially, she has to pass which test first?
The bar exam.
Yes, the bar. 3-1.
People
were
giving her so much crap because it took her like 7 years to do it.
She didn't go to law school. She like did it on her own.
Well, over the interwebs, right?
No, yeah.
I'm just saying, I haven't done it.
I don't even think it was the interweb. I think you can actually just study.
Get it, girl.
You can just study and get it.
3-1, question number four. Sir Arthur Conan Doyle was born today in 1859. He's the author and creator of Sherlock Holmes. Who plays Sherlock in the Enola Holmes movies on Netflix?
Henry Cavill.
Superman, yes. 4-1. Question number five. A trailer for season 4 of The Bear dropped online. Who plays the lead role of Carmi on that show?
Alan White. Alan White? Jeffrey Allen? Oh, wow. Jeremy Allen White?
Wee Chef!
Her!
Jeremy Allen White. You got there.
Oh, I'm so ready to be stressed out again.
5-1 is the final score. Nice work, Kennedy.
Thank you.
That was very good.
Nice job.
Kate, you don't get the cash, but surprise, surprise, we have a pair of concert tickets for you to see Jason Aldean and Brooks and Dunn May 30th at Fenway Park, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Perfecting the art of fresh. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, and you're going for free.
Free.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Yes, Dan.
Well,
Hold on one second.
Someone just texted it from the 774. I'm heading into work an hour early today. Is the 645 Campy Kennedy always this chaotic?
Yep.
Yeah.
Welcome to it.
Yeah, welcome to the early show.
You never know what's going to happen this early, child.
Kate, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Well, I'm Kate from Chestnut Hill, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Negotiating a salary is one of the most awkward things that you will ever do in your professional life. From the moment you land your first part-time job, I mean, how many of us went on an interview for a part-time job, got the part-time job, got home and told our parents, and they were like, awesome, how much are you making an hour? And you went, I don't know. You didn't ask?
You negotiated when we moved to Memphis, I think. Yeah? You negotiated both of us.
And here, too.
Because it gives me hives.
Yeah.
So thank you.
You're welcome. But it is. It's an awkward conversation to have about money. Like, we don't even like to ask our employer as a part-timer starting our work career. Mm-hmm. We're just happy to have a job. Mm-hmm. We're grateful to be here. You don't want to talk about
that. Which is all wrong.
Which is, yes. So we're here to change that. We are here to change that. It is 617-655-1234. Call or text us. We'll keep it anonymous. What do you do and how much do you make? We want to ask you some questions about your career, how you got there, your training, some personal stuff about how you live your life.
Yeah.
And then we'll make an uneducated guess about what it is that you know you get for a salary annually. Again, 617-655-1234 for what do you do and how much do you make. We have a nurse practitioner. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. How many years of schooling do you need to become a nurse practitioner?
I think about 7.
You think? You didn't do them all?
Well, no. So I had 2 bachelor's degrees before, and then I did a direct entry program.
Okay.
But regular nurse practitioner, it's 4 years, and then I believe 2 to 3.
Do you work at a private practice or in a big hospital?
Kind of in the middle. So it's out of a big hospital, but it's like a smaller practice out of that.
I heard traveling nurses make crazy money.
Crazy money. But you have to move.
They do.
Yeah, you got to be on the road all the time.
Yeah.
How long have you been practicing as a nurse practitioner?
As a nurse practitioner, a little over a year.
So you're new.
Oh, sorry. Can you sort of explain like what a nurse practitioner does in terms of like the level of, you know, from doctor to whatever?
Yeah, so a nurse practitioner, it's similar. So it's a step up from a nurse. So there's a lot of autonomy, meaning that I can, like, do a lot of independent practice. So I can prescribe things, I can diagnose, I can make treatment plans for people. There's just certain things I can't do procedure-wise. But in the practice that I'm in, I can still do, like, stitching and, like, incision procedures. I can do, like, splinting for casts. Like, there's a lot that you can do, but it's just dependent on the setting.
Do you have to pay malpractice insurance?
Not for the company I work for, so they cover that.
What was the last concert you went to?
Oh, gosh. I think it was Post Malone.
At Fenway?
2 years ago? No, it was Gillette.
Okay, and how close were you? Where were your seats?
Oh, I was far away.
Okay, all right. Just trying to see.
What's the grossest thing you've seen in your 1 year of practice?
I mean.
Oh. I had this, it sounds really gross, this huge abscess, and I had to drain it myself. And lucky me, it just squirted back in my face.
Oh, yikes.
Down. Yeah, it was not good. Okay. That was probably the grossest.
Did you have your safety goggles on?
I did. I was fully suited up. I had a shield, I had a gown, so
okay.
Covered.
I'm going to go first, Kennedy, a nurse practitioner. I think you should be making $1 billion a year.
I wish.
That's what I think you should be making. But I'm going to say you're in your first year, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to go $98,000 a year.
120.
Okay.
Ooh, hold on. I was right around there, too.
So 98 for me. Kennedy says 120.
Well, price
is
right, me.
What?
Dan wants to price.
I'm going to go 125.
Okay. Dan is going 125. All right. Again, don't say your name or the town that you're from or who you work for, but how much do you make as a nurse practitioner?
I make about 145.
There you go.
Let's go.
Well, thank you for doing what you do and helping the people.
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
Yeah, definitely keep those goggles on.
Yeah, I mean, I would get squirted by abscesses for 145 grand.
We should leave that alone.
Clip it. I don't care. I said what I said.
That's going at the end of the year show, Dan. All right, thanks for calling in. Have a good day.
Yeah, thanks so much. You too.
All right, 617-655-1234 for what do you do and how much you make. Have you seen those TV commercials that are running now for Indeed?
No.
And they're giving you like a guarantee that if whoever lists a job with their website, if they don't put the salary, that they will give you a salary range estimate of what that job pays.
Good for them.
You know, and the whole commercial is really funny because it's the guy saying to the person he's being interviewed by, so what is the salary for the job? And the woman says, competitive.
Shady.
Competitive or competitive?
Shady.
Again, 617-655-1234. What do you do and how much do you make? Next on Mix 1041.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This segment is meant to empower you with knowledge and also make you rethink your life choices.
Which I do every time.
617-655-1234.
Oh, Dan, I'm sorry.
What do you do and how much do you make? We'll keep it anonymous. You're a speech language pathologist, correct?
Yes.
Okay. How did you end up in that career field?
I used to nanny for a little girl who had a SLP is the abbreviation, who had an SLP come to her home and work with her. And I was really inspired by that.
That is incredible. What a great story.
For the uninitiated like me, what exactly is a speech language pathologist?
So I work with exclusively geriatrics. I diagnose and treat speech, language, cognitive, and swallowing disorders.
You're an angel, first of all, because not enough people work with our elders. So thank you for that. How much schooling did you have?
I had a bachelor's degree, a master's degree, and a 9-month fellowship.
Okay.
Oh, a fellowship.
Okay, ma'am. That's a lot of money.
That is expensive, right? Have you finished paying off your college debt?
I have.
Oh, okay. That's how long have you been doing this now?
4 years.
Do you work for a company or are you on your, is it your own business?
I work for a company.
That is. Last time you went on vacation, where did you go?
I went to Florida.
Okay. Which part of Florida?
Florida.
Are we talking Miami or Tallahassee?
Orlando. We went to Disney.
Oh, you got money
there. Amazing.
That's
amazing.
Expensive.
The mouse ain't cheap.
No, it's expensive down there. Okay. Kennedy, Dan, why don't you go first on the speech pathologist?
Way out of my wheelhouse.
Okay.
You paid off all your college loans. You got a master's degree. Let's go 105.
Okay, 105. I'm going to go 119. Kennedy?
I think you don't make enough. So, what did you say, Dan?
He said, I don't remember what I said, Kennedy.
He said 105.
I'm going to say 95.
95. Okay.
Oh, I see.
Without saying who you work for, where you work, what town, or anything, as a speech language pathologist, how much you earn annually?
Kennedy was right. I make 95,000.
Not enough.
Not enough.
Ah.
Not enough.
Well, really, thank you for what you do. It's really special.
Thank you.
All right. This one is interesting. It's some sort of cybersecurity director thingy. Good morning.
Well said.
Thank you. Thingy job. What exactly is happening here? What is going on?
I don't know.
Good morning. I am director of cybersecurity operations.
Deputy director, as I understand it, Kennedy.
Deputy director.
Deputy director of cybersecurity for what?
No, we can't say that because then they would know who this person was. So we have to keep that a secret.
All right. So is it private or governmental?
It is governmental.
Mm. Okay. Do you have
a state? It's a transportation organization.
Okay. Do you have multiple phones?
Yes, I do. I have a work and a private.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you can't talk to your personal stuff on your private phone.
Oh, wow. What a pain in the ass.
Correct.
Is this one of the jobs where you're never really off, like something could happen and you're on like at all times?
Yes.
Have you worked your way up in the government? In other words, were you a GS whatever and now you're a GS whatever?
I actually worked in the technology field and then moved over to cybersecurity.
If you used your powers for evil instead of good, would you be like an elite hacker?
I don't know about a lead hacker, but I could work my way around if I had to, sure.
When I was in the...
He's like, I'm going to get in your stuff.
I'm gonna do a humble brag here. When I was in the Army, I worked in military intelligence, and I had a TSSBI. That's a top-level security clearance, and it took over a year for me to get my security clearance. Did you have to go through one of those to get into your career field?
I do have a security clearance with the TSA.
With the TSA?
Oh.
Are you a GS something?
I am not a GS
something.
All right.
When you go to the airport, can you cut all of the lines and go right through to the gate?
No, but sometimes when I take a train, I might be able to do that.
What does the Pentagon look like from the inside?
Oh,
I don't want to lose my job.
How long have you been in this job?
I've been in this job for 3 years now.
And how many people are under you, sir, deputy?
Yeah, that was my next question.
I have a team of eight.
Team of eight.
What kind of car do you drive?
I drive a Kia.
A humble king. Frugal.
Sensible man.
Do you get to wear a badge that says deputy?
I do get to wear a badge that does not have my title on it.
Okay.
All right, let's do this.
Yeah, let's do this. Kennedy, you want to go first?
Yeah, I think you make good money. I think you make $200,000.
Okay.
I'll say 175.
So Kennedy's going to...
It's bouncing between that or 150.
Yeah, Dan's going 175. I mean, we had a nurse practitioner make 145.
Yeah, but he works for the government.
Yeah, so... Yeah, I'm going to pick an odd number. I'm going to go a little bit lower than both of you.
Right.
I'm going to go 168. So, again, without saying who you work for, your name or your town, as a deputy director of a cybersecurity team for a transportation organization, how much do you earn annually?
I need all of you to be my manager.
Anytime.
Because I make 150.
150. Yeah.
Like, you make so much money, you could be like, if you don't pay me more, I could mess up your whole life. Don't you understand?
I don't think that would be legal to negotiate your contract by threatening to take down their cyber.
Do you want to go to heaven or do you want to get paid?
It's not legal or illegal. It's just a level of ethics. All right? Hey, my guy, can you get me on the dark web? I've always wanted to go there.
No, you don't. No,
I don't think you would like it, Kennedy.
You don't want to do that.
I don't know. I've never been there.
Yeah, you don't want to do
that. I just
want
to see it.
No.
I just want to visit, like going into Epcot Center once and coming back out again.
Go read the book. Read the Silk Road.
Okay, fine. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you for calling in. That was fantastic.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
But seriously, I want to know what the dark web is.
Godspeed, deputy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. A little love goes a long way in the 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Lindsay from Bridgewater.
Hello, Lindsay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Lindsay?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five trivia questions all about pop culture. Kennedy has now gone into that soundproof studio where she'll be looking for the dark web. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Are you ready?
Yes.
20 years ago today in 2005, Thurl Ravenscroft, the guy who did the voice of Tony the Tiger, died at the age of 91.
That might be the coolest name of all time, sidebar.
What is Tony's famous catchphrase?
They're great.
Bill Belichick's ex, Linda Holiday, reportedly confronted Jordan Hudson in Nantucket over her presence at an event headlined by Holiday's daughters. True or false, Holiday's daughters are older than Hudson. True or false?
True.
Question number three. Michael Ray is making a Skibidi toilet movie. Chances are, if you're old enough to know Michael Bay, you don't know what Skibidi Toilet is. Bay is best known for producing five films for a famous science fiction action series. What is that series called?
Oh, gosh. Science fiction. No idea.
Question number four. 45 years ago today in 1980, the original Pac-Man arcade video game was released in Japan. It hit the U.S. 5 months later. What are the names of the four ghosts in Pac-Man?
Oh, really? No idea.
Question number five. Charlie XCX thinks her next album will probably be a flop. What was the name of her most recent album?
That was not a flop.
Brat.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Lindsay, who was that helping you out on that one?
I have my daughter, Julia, my son, Tommy, and my son, Jameson, in the car with me.
Oh, you didn't tell us. You were rolling deep.
Hold on. Julia and who?
Tommy and Jameson.
Tommy and Jameson. All right. Good morning, guys.
Say good morning.
Good morning.
Kennedy?
Yes.
Lindsay got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done, Lindsay.
Oh, not bad.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah, huh?
20 years ago today in 2005, Thurl Ravenscroft, the guy who did the voice of Tony the Tiger, died at 91. What is Tony's famous catchphrase?
They're great.
Somebody pointed out on the text line that Tony the Tiger guy also sang the Grinch song.
He sure did.
I have that picture album. Tied at 1. Question number 2. Bill Belichick's ex, Linda Holiday, reportedly confronted Jordan Hudson in Nantucket over the presence at an event headlined by Holiday's daughters. True or false, Holiday's daughters are older than Hudson. True or false?
Oh, yes. True.
It is true. Tied at 2. Michael Bay.
I have shoes older than Jordan Hudson.
Michael Bay is making a Skibidi Toilet movie.
What does that mean?
Chances are, if you're old enough to know Michael Bay, you don't know what Skibidi Toilet is. Michael Bay is best known for producing 5 films for a famous science fiction action series. Name the series.
Transformers?
Transformers is correct.
Oh, I have to ask Mac off the air what Skibidi Toilet means.
I just feel
means.
Like Skibidi Toilet is done. Like it's passed. Like it's passé. Right?
It's lost its aura.
Yeah, right. It has no aura points.
It has no riz.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. It's cringe, bro.
I'm embarrassed for myself. Moving along.
You guys are both sus.
45 years ago today in 1980, the original Pac-Man arcade video game was released in Japan. It hit the U.S. 5 months later. What are the names of the four ghosts in Pac-Man?
Inky, Blinky, Pinky, and Clyde. Yeah, you don't want to come at me with video games from the 80s.
I mean, she has a Pac-Man video game in her living room.
I surely do.
4-2, question number 5. Charlie XCX thinks her next album will probably be a flop.
Oh.
What was the name of her most recent album?
Brat Girl Summer?
It was just Brat.
Oh.
Just Brat.
But it was Brat Girl Summer, though.
It sure was.
Is that what that was?
Yes. Yep.
4-3 is the final score. That was a good game. You both did really well. Unfortunately, Lindsay, Kennedy gets the win. You don't get the cash, but we do appreciate all of you listening and playing along in the car and calling in to play this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy?
We're Lindsay, Claire, Thomas, Jameson, and we can't beat Kennedy. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Testimony resumed late Wednesday morning in the murder trial of Karen Reed, who is accused of backing her SUV into her Boston police officer boyfriend, John O'Keefe, and then leaving him for dead. The defense team says she is being set up in what is the plot involving a lot of police officers. But at the start of the day is when things got very interesting yesterday. Emily D. Baker, everybody's favorite law nerd. You can find her on YouTube and on the Law Nerd app. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning. Didn't it get interesting on Wednesday before we took a nice long break for the weekend?
Yes. So at some point, the judge, Judge Cannone, says, all right, we got to not just clear the courtroom, but the stories are that they had to clear the second floor because they didn't want people, I guess, eavesdropping through the doors.
What did the jurors do that shut down everything so she had to have a talkie talk with them? What happened?
We don't have all of the details, but we have a lot of information based on what the judge said. Last Friday, the judge admonished the jury about talking, making faces, making comments under their breath. And then when she brought the jury back in after she cleared the courtroom and questioned them all individually, and that means that it's on the record, but no one else is in court but the attorneys, the defendant, and the prosecution, she said, again, I've already talked to you about two of those questions at sidebar, and the questions she asks every morning include, have you talked to anyone about the tapes? And then at the end of the day, she said as strongly as she could, it is imperative you do not talk to anyone. You do not talk about the case. It seems to me that people are chatty, that there are some chatty jurors and there was some concern. And if I had to put money on it, I would guess that either the bailiff kept seeing them talk or one of the other jurors complained, which is very likely. Jurors complain about each other all the time on jury duty, especially if you're trying to listen and somebody at the end of the row is chatting with their seatmate. And then they moved them seats, like me in like fifth grade. They moved them seats.
They
so
separated
they
them?
Talking.
They you two are chatty them. Friends. You're going to have to move.
That's amazing.
Oh my God, yes. I'm dying. Really?
Don't make me chatty put your friends. Seat in the hallway yes. if you don't behave.
Holy crap.
Yes.
Grown adults.
Exactly.
Grown adults.
And it's hard. I mean, they can't talk about the case at all with anyone. They can't chat about what happened each day in evidence. They can't talk about the lawyers. And it is hard to sit for 5-6+ weeks and absorb a ton of information and sometimes ridiculous information and not say anything. That whole thing about do you have a degree, do you not have a degree, the jurors have to sit there and they can't look at anyone and go, are you seeing this? This is wild.
I felt bad for that guy because who hasn't been in life where there's something you've been trying to accomplish? And then when the attorney says to him, so
can you explain what you're talking about?
Yeah. Or? So one of the experts who is testifying on the black box of the car is, you know, he's an expert in the field, but he admitted on the stand that it's been 17 years he's been trying to get his degree.
Mm-hmm.
In whatever field he works in.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a good summation of what happened, Emily?
Well, trying to get the degree is not the issue. Having it on the resume and on the business site, the business website, as if you have it, that's a bit more of a problem because I've never seen that with an expert. There's plenty of tech experts that don't have a bachelor's degree. I've never seen anyone put the degree and then the title of the degree and then a date as if the degree was completed. And so there was a lot of differentiation between the different resumes. And that was the issue. Not having it's not the issue. It's all the different resumes that indicate he has it. And then his company's website on his profile, well, until yesterday, on his education section said that he had that degree. So that is a problem in that it's kind of misleading, I think. And I've never seen an expert have an issue with their resume ever, because experts know it's the first thing to come up. It's not unusual. And you're getting paid as an expert professionally all the time. This man testified in like 5 or 6 different states. So it surprised me it hadn't come up before, but the jurors can't even look at each other and be like, really? And they might not care. They might be like, well, this is dumb. It's just LinkedIn. Who goes on LinkedIn anyway? The jury's pretty young, so maybe it doesn't matter to them.
Not me. Do you think any of this stuff that happened with the jury and the judge scolding them could affect the trial?
I think the jury's a little frustrated because the judge also said, I know you hate it when we go to sidebar. So it seems that the jury is frustrated with the breaks. And I don't know if they will feel less frustrated after having all of today off, Friday off, and Monday off. Right. It could end up with losing a few jurors after the break, but they have plenty of alternates. And it seems that we're almost at the end of the Commonwealth's case. They only have a few more witnesses left, including their reconstruction expert. So we're almost into the defense case, and that will go much faster. So I think if nothing else happens, it won't be a problem. But if somebody's, you know, at a barbecue over the weekend, though it sounds like your weather might not be allowing for barbecues this weekend, but if somebody's out over the weekend and has a conversation about it, you could lose jurors for talking to people. Mm-hmm. That can happen. It happens in cases that are high profile frequently. But I suspect court might have been canceled today because of the weather, the chat. And we have a almost 400 increase in folks from Boston on the YouTube channel. Let us know that that the weather coming in there was not great and nobody wanted to be out in it today. So
Emily,
I
also
think that's
saw
probably why they canceled the half day.
I also saw something you posted on your Instagram that you had 100,000 people in your law app over this week. And I just think that's so amazing. I'm so proud of what you built. And I'm so glad we can be a small part
of it. Thank you.
Like, that's massive.
I love being here with you guys. So many from Massachusetts come into the chat and say that they found the YouTube show from your show and said, I didn't know I could watch this and talk to other people about it at the same time and have someone explain it in real time. And they asked, how does the jury understand this? Yeah, it's great.
Dan, real quick, you had a question? Hold on. Dan wants to ask a question.
Okay, I don't know if we had time or not.
Just real quick, what you got?
All right, so Emily, I was thinking, if you were going to put yourself in the shoes of Karen Reed, how would you feel this retrial is going up to this point comparatively from the first trial? Would you feel better or worse if you were Karen Reed?
Karen Reed has very good attorneys, but the prosecution has done a better job this trial. I think the issue with the expert is a bit of an unexpected win, but there are some difficult clips that they are playing from her, and the defense can't put those in on their own without her testifying. So there are some clips that go with the Commonwealth's timeline and not with hers, and I have to wonder if she's regretting some of those interviews and the way they're being presented in court. Because this is a very different prosecution. And we heard jurors talk after the last trial that on count 2, which is a less serious count but still serious, the manslaughter count, there were 8 jurors leaning towards guilt on count 2. Mm. So I don't think you can be in that courtroom and not be nervous. But the jury might have heard all those clips and strong information. They haven't heard from Proctor yet. They just keep hearing this elephant in the room name. So you also have to have faith in your defense team, and she has a very good defense team of lawyers. And so it's hard to see the case without going, but wait, there's more. But everybody sitting in that chair is going to be nervous, and this case is easier for the jury to understand this time around. It's just coming clearer. But then when there's issues in the Commonwealth case, those are clear too.
Will you be covering anything today? I got a text from the 617. I don't know what to listen to today at work. Please help.
I am not going to be covering anything today because my 17-year-old on Saturday is moving out for the summer and he won't be home till August. So I am helping him get ready to move in. He is doing a competitive marching band over the summer with DCI. So I am getting ready to take my kiddo for the summer. So we're going to be packing today. So
enjoy the time off.
Replay another trial. Yes, I'm going to take the day to get everybody packed. But there's lots of trials, and I've got a ton of reading to catch up on in Diddy and other cases. And there's a Monday episode of the podcast where I talk about Diddy and the clerk of court in the Murdaugh case getting arrested for perjury connected with the Murdaugh case. So the Emily Show podcast is still up on YouTube if there's other cases people want to catch up on.
Awesome, Emily. We will talk to you next Thursday.
I'll talk to you next Thursday. Thanks, y'all. Have a great day. Stay safe with that weather.
All right. Bye-bye. Emily D. Baker, you can find her on the Law Nerd app, which tells you everything of when she goes live on YouTube. You can find her on her YouTube channel as well. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
So by now you've probably heard that there was an incident involving Jordan Hudson and Linda Holiday on Nantucket at the Stroll. But the details of the incident are now out there. So I'm going to read through to you some of the things that happened, Kennedy. Mm-hmm. This is the... There's an incident restatement statement that was filed by the company that was putting on the event.
Correct.
And TMZ got a hold of it.
Correct.
And has released it. So this happened, Dan, Friday, December 6th. That's the incident time, somewhere between 9:30 and 10 p.m. At approximately 9:30 in the evening of the 6th, this person was notified by an events manager that Linda Holiday, mother of the DJs at the party, Kate and Ashley Hess, had requested to speak with me at the first floor check-in station. After approaching Miss Holiday, she let me know that she was upset by the president by the presence of Jordan Hudson, the current partner of her ex-boyfriend Bill Belichick, at the party. Miss Hudson was a paying guest. No concerns had been raised regarding her behavior, nor had any issues been reported up until that point in the evening. Miss Holiday felt her presence was inappropriate since the event was widely advertised as a party headlined by her daughters. Do you think it was inappropriate for Jordan Hudson to be there at the event,
100%.
Knowing that it was Linda's daughters DJing it?
She was definitely making a statement. Going there took a lot of things. And I think she was trying, to make a statement. And it didn't go as well as she thought it would.
Nor should it.
Mm-mm.
She asked that I remove Ms. Hudson from the premises, to which I responded that I would speak with Ms. Hudson. So then this person apparently is now calling whoever their boss is to kind of figure out how they're going to deal with the situation. When they find out that there is now an incident that is happening on the dance floor where the DJs are located. So there was
I just love this happened on the dance floor.
So it is reported that there was threatening body language and escalating aggression from Elin Hildebrand and Miss Holiday towards Miss Hudson on the security footage, and that Miss Hudson was currently surrounded by three women. So for those of you who don't know who Elin Hildebrand is, she is a lot of people's in the area's favorite author.
Very famous author.
Right, right. What kind of novels does she write, Kennedy?
She writes like Nantucket-y books. If you saw that Netflix special, A Perfect Couple, that was one of hers. She's written, she's a prolific writer.
The net worth in this nightclub beef is astounding.
It sure is.
So we have Miss Holiday showing aggression towards Miss Hudson, and Miss Hudson surrounded by three women. So this person,
I think showing aggression is a bold statement.
Well, they have video of it, and that's what's being reported.
That's fine, so I'm going to say aggressive is an interesting word to use.
So this person says, I approached the group on the crowded dance floor where more than 200 attendees were dancing, and I noticed several people filming, including Miss Holiday, a conversation primarily with Miss Hildebrand, with some commentary from Heather Thorpe and Miss Holiday. Miss Hudson attended the event with her friend, Melissa Cipini, who is the current title holder of Miss Massachusetts and was identified as such because she was wearing her crown and her sash.
As one does.
When I approached Miss Hudson, Miss Hildebrand, Holiday, and Thorpe saw me and backed away while I spoke to Miss Hudson, not understanding the origin of the previous conversation at that point. I asked Miss Hudson if she thought it was a good idea to be there, considering the clear animosity the above individuals felt towards her. She defended herself by saying she'd done nothing wrong, and it was her first time attending the stroll and wanted to attend a big party going on that night, which happened to be the one featuring the Hess twins, Linda's daughters.
Listen. Are you done? Is that it?
I mean, there's a little more. Go ahead.
I don't want to do any girl-on-girl hate here. So just know this. But I just feel like if you want to go to a place where you know your current boyfriend's ex-girlfriend and her daughters are like guests of honor, it just seems a strange move. And you're making a statement, and it's not a good one. That's all.
So it's towards the end of the night. While Miss Cipini did not speak, she did begin to cry and moved to the corner of the lobby near the interior box office window and stood there for some time, though it was clear she was wiping her tears frequently. At this point, I wished Miss Hudson well and returned to the second floor where I encountered Miss Holiday and others in her party. I did not see Miss Hildebrand and Miss Thorpe again after that. Miss Holiday asked her party to wait for her on the first floor. So, she goes on, Miss Holiday thanked me for my help and said something along the lines of, if this didn't involve my girls, I don't think this would have bothered me as much. But because it did, the mama bear in me came out. At this point, I wished them a good night, and she presumably left immediately as live camera footage revealed only Miss Hudson and Miss Cipini in the lobby. That is the end of the report.
Should have been a dance off.
Make it
way cooler.
Just make it.
You got served, Nantucket edition.
That's all I'm saying.
What did she say to make the Miss Massachusetts pageant winner cry, though?
I think it would most, in my thought, these are younger women standing next to very accomplished older women.
Sure.
Who said, this was a really bad look for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all anyone would have to say to me to make me rethink my entire life.
I read that she said you should think more carefully about the company you keep and that she has friends high up in the pageant world.
Maybe that. I don't know.
Which, if you're wearing your crown around town, probably means something to you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Let's get to Campy Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Campy Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Brian from Swampscott.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kennedy.
Good to have you back, my friend.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Are you going crazy delivering oil today because it's so cold and people are freaking out? They didn't have enough oil in their house?
Yeah, I just ran and made one and just got back to the truck right now as you picked up. So my hot's already racing.
I had to turn my heat on yesterday. I was
That's what I'm saying.
I was angry.
People are like freaking out right now, you know, letting the oil run down because they didn't think they were going to need it.
I got to my girlfriend's house last night and she had the window wide open. And I was like, it's 45 degrees outside. I can't sleep here. What are you, a penguin?
And she's from Iceland?
Yeah. All right, Brian, will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck, buddy.
In our well-heated side studio.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. Kennedy's now over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I am.
Someone infected with measles attended Shakira's show at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey, and people who went could experience symptoms as late as June 6th. Who did Shakira perform the halftime Super Bowl show with?
Beyonce.
NFL owner Jim Irsay passed away yesterday at the age of 65. Irsay was an eccentric man who had a love for collecting famous rock and roll artifacts. Which city is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame located in?
Nashville.
Question number three. The live-action Lilo and Stitch movie comes out Friday. It is projected to have a pretty massive $150 million opening weekend. What does Ohana mean in Lilo and Stitch?
Family.
That's my guy. We found his wheelhouse.
Jeremy Renner believes he went to the afterlife for a few minutes after his snowplow accident in 2023, and he didn't want to come back. Can you name the 2013 Oscar-nominated movie Renner starred in about a con man and his partner who are forced to work undercover for the FBI as part of his sting operation to nail the New Jersey mayor?
That sounds like a great movie, but I don't know the title of it.
It is a very good movie, actually. Question number five.
I got to see it.
John Stamos will be drumming for the Beach Boys on their summer tour. John Stamos played rocker Jesse Katsopoulos on the show Full House. What was Jesse's band called on that show?
Wow.
That's a deep cut.
The Rockettes.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right. Kennedy.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Hi.
I have Brian getting 1 out of 5.
Dude. Ouch. Oh, that was a nice touch.
That was a nice touch.
Felt good.
Yes.
Blow out the lungs a little bit.
That was good.
These are tough, Kennedy. Ready?
Yeah.
Someone infected with measles attended Shakira's show at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. People who went could experience symptoms as late as June 6th. Who did Shakira perform the Super Bowl halftime show with?
J-Lo.
It was J-Lo.
Can y'all just get vaccinated and stop bringing back medieval diseases?
God. 1-0, question number 2.
We fixed that already. Sick of y'all.
NFL owner Jim Irsay passed away yesterday at the age of 65. Irsay was an eccentric man who had a love for collecting famous rock and roll artifacts. Which city is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame located in?
Cleveland.
2-0. Not Please. Nashville. Yep. The live-action Lilo and Stitch movie comes out on Friday. What does Ohana mean in Lilo and Stitch?
Family.
3-1. Question number 4. Jeremy Renner believes he went to the afterlife for a few minutes after his snowplow incident in 2023, and he didn't want to come back.
I bet.
Name the 2013 Oscar-nominated movie that he starred in about a con man and his partner who are forced to work undercover for the FBI as a part of his sting operation to nail the New Jersey mayor.
I don't know.
American Hustle.
Mm. Oh, gosh. Duh.
Yeah, American Hustle.
That is...
Fantastic
movie. If I was to describe to you the movie, I would use none of those words. That's so funny.
How would you describe American Hustle?
I'm not sure, but that didn't even come to my head.
I ripped most of that right off of IMDb.
For sure. I guess I'm thinking of like Christian Bale.
Because I've never seen the movie.
Thinking of Christian. Oh, it's so good. Like Christian Bale's character.
Oh, it is,
and,
yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, perm.
Now, we got a lot of bad weather this weekend, Dan.
Bradley
American Hustle.
Cooper in a perm. That's all I'm going
to
say
to you, Dan.
I got
some time to check it out for sure.
And question number 5. John Stamos will be drumming again for the Beach Boys on their summer tour. He played rocker Jesse Katsopoulos on the show Full Time.
Full
what
house.
Was Jesse? What did I say?
Full Time.
Full House, sorry. What was Jesse's band called on the show?
Jesse and the Rippers?
That's my girl.
Ooh. Wow. So good.
It's so stupid, I know.
No, I'll never be able to forget it from watching Full House.
Right,
kid.
No, it's there forever.
Jesse and the Rippers? Have mercy.
4-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Brian, you don't get the cash, but you're not walking out of here with a nice little parting gift, my friend. You got a pair of tickets to see Jason Aldean and Brooks and Dunn May 30th at Fenway Park. Brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Tickets are on sale now, Ticketmaster.com. But you're going to the show for free.
Woo-hoo!
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's going to be a great show.
So good.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Brian from Swampscott, and I still can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Love spring and a new Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. We go now to Worcester. Is it Anna Lee?
Yes, Anna Lee.
Good morning. Say hey to Anna Lee Kennedy.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy. It's so nice to talk to you.
It's nice to talk to you.
And the kids are in the car. What are their names?
I have Emma and Lily.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Sure. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
So you know how this works. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more of them correctly than Kennedy, and we're going to give you $1,000.
Yes, I'm very excited. I don't think that I will do well, but I am just excited to be playing.
Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Dan, what do you think about that?
I think she's very nice. And I think she has a good customer service voice. I hope she does well.
Thank you.
Here we go. Question number 1. Cheer star George Wendt died yesterday at the age of 76. There's no word on the cause of death. Which character did he play for the show's entire run from 1982 to 1993?
I have no idea.
Question number 2. Selena Gomez teamed up with Oreo for horchata-inspired cookies.
Hmm.
They'll start hitting shelves on June 9th. True or false, Selena Gomez was named after Latin singer Selena.
True.
Question number 3. Luke Combs just recently thanked his fans for letting him step away for a bit to spend some quality time with his family, but he is stoked to announce that he's working on a new album and he's finalizing a tour for next year. Which night is he headlining at this weekend's Boston Calling Music Festival?
Like which day of the week?
Yes.
Saturday.
Question number 4. Flag football will be a part of the 2028 Olympics. And NFL owners have voted to allow their players to try out. Which city in the USA is hosting the 2028 Olympics?
Is it Las Vegas?
Question number 5.
I'll go with Las Vegas.
People over at Reddit are sharing which movies emotionally destroyed them. Responses include All Dogs Go to Heaven, Up, and this movie from 2004 that stars Jim Carrey and Cate Blanchett. Name the movie.
Ooh. Jim Carrey and...
Yeah, Jim Carrey and Cate Blanchett starred in the movie. What is it called?
I don't know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
And I said to Dan, as I was coming back in the studio with the questions, I was like, I feel like I might have gone too easy on these.
That's why I said you never know.
You just never know. Kennedy, Anna Lee.
I don't really know much pop culture.
That's okay.
That's apparent, but we still like you.
Oh, no.
Anna Lee got 1 out of 5.
Sooch. That's a 3-sooch day.
Do we have a triple sooch?
We have a triple sooch, Dan.
Ooh.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Cheers star George Wendt passed away at the age of 76. There's no word on the cause of death. Which character did he play for the show's entire run from 1982 to 1993?
Norm.
Norm. 1-0. Question number 2. Selena Gomez has teamed up with Oreo for horchata-inspired cookies, and they'll start hitting the shelves on June 9th. True or false? Selena Gomez was named after Latin singer Selena.
True.
It is true. 2-1. Question number 3. Luke Combs just recently thanked his fans for letting him step away for a bit to spend some quality time with his family. But he has announced that he's working on a new album and finalizing a full tour for next year. Which night is he headlining at this weekend's Boston Calling Music Festival?
Saturday?
Dan, let him know.
Friday night. I'll be there. Look for the guy getting rained on with a beard.
3-1. Question number 4. Flag football will be a part of the 2028 Olympics, and NFL voter owners have voted to allow their players to try out. Which city in the USA is hosting the 2028 Olympics?
Oh, crap. I don't remember. Is it Los Angeles?
Didn't they bring out Kendrick Lamar at the end of Paris?
And Tom Cruise, too, remember?
Oh, yeah, Tom Cruise. That's right.
Have we jumped a shark with Olympics now that we have flag football?
No.
Compared to some of the other stuff they have?
We had breakdancing last time. We're good.
Like I said. 4-1. Question number 5. People over at Reddit are sharing which movies emotionally destroyed them.
Magnolia.
Responses include All Dogs Go to Heaven, Up, and this movie from 2004 that stars Jim Carrey and Cate Blanchett.
It's actually Kate Winslet. You had the wrong Kate.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Eternal something of the spotless mind. Eternal.
Carrie.
Eternal Carrie of a spotless mind.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind is the correct answer.
That was worth it.
Worth it.
That was worth a buzz.
Worth it.
All right, 4-1 is the final score. Anna Lee, I'm sorry you don't get the $1,000, but thank you to you and Emma and Lily for listening every day.
We appreciate
you calling in to play.
Thank you so much. I had fun.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
I'm Anna Lee from Worcester, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.